Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today, what I want to talk about is basically our mindset towards mistakes. So this is our 928th podcast. The topic is mindset, and the title is How to Mentally Manage Mistakes. And the approach of today's podcast is going to be towards a listener who has made mistakes. Maybe they've made the same mistake over and over again. Maybe it's poor food choices. Maybe they just don't feel motivated to work out. They keep missing their workouts. Maybe they acted in a bad way towards someone, like kind of just had a bad behavior moment. Maybe they made a poor life choice. But we've had a mistake. We're beating ourselves up mentally, and we're struggling to get past that mistake. We're struggling to move on. We're struggling to figure out what we can do to get better. So if you're in that mental mindset, you're not alone. This is very common. So I've gone through my own journey. I'm 37 years old now. I started wanting to improve my physical self at 15 years old. I started with a very negative mindset of being like fat, piece of crap, I was weak, and just all the negative things you could possibly think to tell yourself. And I started wanting to be my best, and I set a goal to do 250 push-ups and 250 sit-ups every night. This is a kid who couldn't even do 20 push-ups in a row, couldn't even do 20 sit-ups in a row. I was able to actually do it from my 15th birthday to my 16th birthday. I missed 10 days. That is amazing if you know things about like people's habits and whatnot. But those 10 days still annoy the crap out of me. I'm very frustrated that I missed 10 days. Seven of them was on a Boy Scout trip where I was too embarrassed in front of my friends to do the sit-ups and push-ups, which I wish I would have done. I wish I would have gotten them involved. And my friends, some of them may have made fun of me. Some of them may have gotten involved and been positive support. I should have trusted in them to be good friends and use that time as encouragement rather than feeling shameful about what I was trying to do. But like, why in the world would I have been shamed about trying to make myself better? Oh, so sad. So sad we do that to ourselves. Then I started lifting weights when I was 16. I got a weight set for my birthday, Christmas, Easter, like everything, because it was an expensive weight set. And it was awesome. It's like the most life-changing gift I think my parents have ever given me, except for their love. but the actual physical gift. And it started my journey of trying to build upon who I was. I tried to be perfect in everything I did. Unfortunately, at that time, it started with eating disorder. So I wanted to eat nothing all day. And I thought if I exercised every day and I ate nothing, I would burn off all the body fat and I'd build muscle. I didn't know I needed food to build muscle with. I thought the muscle just grew from the stress of the training. I thought that, I don't know what it never occurred to me as what the tissue would have grown with, like what would have been the material for growth. So I literally tried to eat nothing all day. I found out quickly that my parents found out about that, so I tried to eat dinner with them, but I would try to wake up too late to eat breakfast. I wouldn't really eat much at school, kind of pushing food around my plate, a very small amount, and I was being very mindful of calories. At the time, I believed however many calories I ingested, I needed to burn. I didn't know my body burned calories just by being alive. So if I, you know, counted what I ate at lunch, I counted what I ate with my family so that way they could see me eating. And I was like, okay, well, if I bought a little book that had like calorie counting, like information in it. So we didn't have internet. So I was reading through this book every night trying to figure out, okay, if I eat this, I eat that, I eat this, it added up to probably like 600 calories. So then I was trying to figure out, okay, what do I have to do to try to burn 600 calories in my training? And I didn't really know. I was just trying to guesstimate, trying to figure out what was happening. I would see by based the way I looked, you know, thinking that if I burn 600 calories today in my workout, I only ate 600, tomorrow I'll have six-pack abs. So as you could tell, it was a long period of being disappointed. But it came from me wanting to be perfect. Every time I ate food, I made myself feel like crap. I told myself I was mentally weak, and this is the stupid weakness that I want to fix. You're always going to be this way, you know, you lazy piece of crap if you're always... Rah, rah, rah. And then you just get so mad, and so negative. Things we say to ourselves that we would never, ever say to another human being, ever. But unfortunately, we say it to ourselves. And how I started breaking that cycle was way too long of a process before I really started kind of dressing it in a healthy way. So I'm trying to help you guys do that faster. But was education. I just learned more about what I was trying to do. And as I learned more, I realized some of the things I was doing was harmful. Some of the things I had good idea, but I needed better structure around. And some of it I was doing right. So I found I was doing some things totally wrong. Some things kind of sort of right, but needed more information to get it more precise. And then some things I was good. I was doing well at. But by educating myself, by learning more about what I was making the mistake around, it helped me break out of that kind of self-hate cycle. So if yours is physical fitness, you want to learn more about exercise. If it's nutrition, learn more about nutrition. If it's finances, learn more about finances. Whatever it is that you make a mistake in, learn more about that. You can learn about the subject matter, which is absolutely important, which is absolutely important. And then you also want to learn about kind of creating habits and how to track your habits. Positive self-talk, more promotive, beneficial, progressive self-talk. So there's a lot to be learned. The two things that I listen to all the time on audiobooks is self-development and business development. Those are the only two books categories that I own. Some of them, like, yeah, basically that's it. So those are the only two. So I've listened to like 60-some, 70-some books, and they're the only two categories I listen to all the time. And it's just because I want to continually be my best. And I don't like when I make mistakes. So there are just things I beat myself up over. And I've learned that just being mad at myself with no follow-through does absolutely no good. There's no point to that. There's no use to that. Being mad at myself enough to motivate me to follow through with better actions, I'm okay with that. So they say forgive and forget. Forgive, yes. Forget, I don't know. There are some lessons where if you remember them, if you remember the pain in them, it saves you from being complacent about that in the future. So I have stories in my life, experiences in my life that I will not let myself forget, at least at this point in life. Because by not forgetting, it is a continual reminder for me when those situations come up that says, hey, you know, you've gone down this path before. And when you didn't, you know, when you weren't mindful of this, when you allowed this to happen, these were the consequences. You did not like those consequences. Remember? So don't do that again. So that is how I have been able to get myself through the cycle of where you make a mistake, you beat yourself up, it leads to inaction, depression, and just continuing the cycle of mistakes and bad behavior. But the counter to that is if people go the other way. We don't want to be completely the other way either, where we make mistakes and say, oh, it's okay, and then we just do the same shit over and over again. We don't do any progressive effort to make it better. We just, oh, that's just the way I am. Bullshit. Get better. It isn't the way it has to be. It isn't the way that you have to be. If it's a detrimental behavior to you or to people around you, you owe it to yourself. You owe it to them to make the change. Absolute bullshit to anyone that says that's just the way I am. So there's a person I listened, like one time they had said something hurtful to someone I love. And they said, well, that's just how I am. I just tell things blunt. And I said, no, you're an asshole. And this was in a very awkward situation in which that was, took the air out of the room. But I wanted them to know that it was absolute bullshit. You don't get to offend people and then just say that's the way you are. You're an asshole. If you know it's wrong to say and you say it anyhow, you're an asshole. So that situation sorted itself out. But that's something we want to think of, is we don't want to be on one extreme or the other. We don't want to say, well, that's just the way I am. I always make these choices. And then you continue to live in the negative consequences, the negative effects, hurting yourself and hurting everyone around you. That sounds horrible, right? We know that that's not good. But likewise, if we beat ourselves up mentally, we tell ourselves we're worthless to the point where we're depressed. We can't even make changes. We don't even see the point in trying to make changes. That's not helpful either. So how do we avoid those extremes? How do we work through the middle? What we want to think of is that every mistake we make can actually be a benefit. Every mistake we make is a learning opportunity. I know that sounds corny as hell, and you see it on bumper sticker or something, but it's true. If you make a mistake, it's already made. You can't change it, right? Can't change the past, but you can sure as shit change the future. So learn from it. Let's learn, why did we make the mistake? What can we do about it? Put actions into place. Track our actions. And make progressive improvements. How you break the cycle of feeling defeated by mistakes, or trying to just say that's the way you are bullshit and let it go. How do we get out of that? Is by recognizing that the mistakes we make are made, but we can learn from them. And we can try not to make the same mistake twice. Will you? Probably. Probably yes. But you can try not to. And at least in the trying of not to make mistakes, of the same mistake, you'll make it less and less. You may never be perfect, and likely you never will be. But you can do better. And that's the ultimate goal. That's what we can influence. Can I be better? I don't have to be perfect. But I can I be better? So, what you want to think of is, if I take this opportunity following a mistake to learn from it and address it in the future, even if I make more mistakes, I can feel proud of myself. I can feel successful. I can feel positive because I know I'm using my mistakes to make myself better. That's the mindset you want to be in. The mistakes that I make today, I can use to improve my tomorrow. Life is teaching me lessons every day. And it's my responsibility. It's my opportunity. It's my excitement to get to learn from them. Life is showing me how to be a better person if I follow that path. So if you make a mistake, own up to it, address it, work to correct it, use it for your benefit. Don't hide from it. Don't pretend it doesn't exist. Don't excuse it away. Don't give away the power that mistakes have. Don't give away the strength that mistakes have. They can teach us. They can improve us. They can make us a better person. So what does this look like? What's the manner in which we go about using our mistakes to make ourselves better? Well, accept it, address it, own up to it. That's the first thing. Say, yes, it happened. Damn it. I'm mad. I wish it didn't happen, but it did. So it happened. Now that I know that it happened and I accept that it happened, why? Why did it happen? Can I identify the reason? Was I just tired and stressed and worn out and somebody was annoying the shit out of me? So I got angry and I got mad and I expressed that inappropriately. Well, I was tired. I was stressed. So if that's the why, that's what I look at. I don't expect that person to change. I don't want them to be a different person. Who they are has nothing to do with the fact that I was tired and pissed off. It's that I wasn't managing my energy correctly. I wasn't managing my emotional health correctly. That's my fault. And the reason why I want it to be my fault is because I can change me. I can't change someone else. And I'll be damned if I believe that I have the right to do that. I can change me. So I want to find what I can do to control the situation. Can I better manage my stress? Maybe I'm feeling stressed and overwhelmed because there's a million things in my brain. Well, write this shit down. Get a notebook. Put a notepad on your phone or like a note app or something. And write down your thoughts. you know, if you're coming home from work and you're in a kind of frantic mood, stop on the side of the road, stop in the driveway. Just don't even leave work yet. Just stay in the parking lot. Write down your thoughts and concerns. Write down what you have to do the next day at work. Get it out of your mind so when you go home, you're you. You can be the best you. You're not carrying the weight of that stuff in your mind. Get it out. Write it down. If you're stressed, if you're annoyed, if you're angry, if you're frustrated, and you want to vent, call someone. Text with somebody. You know, listen to aggressive music and scream at the driving steering wheel on the way home. But it's our responsibility to manage our stress. It's our responsibility to manage our energy. Are you going to bed late because you're screwing around on social media or Netflix or something like that? That's your fault. It's not anybody else's fault that you're tired the next day. It's your fault. So make the changes. Accept the personal responsibility for your own damn actions and how you feel as a result of those actions. Don't take that out on other people. If you're too tired to work out, get better sleep. Eat better so you have better energy. If you don't know how to eat, learn. Educate yourself. You're probably, like, if you're listening to this podcast, you're already learning, so congratulations. But that's what we want to do, is we want to say, okay, what's the reason? And then what can I do to influence that? How can I play a role in making this better? That's going to be how we take our mistakes and turn them into opportunities, how we turn them into strengths. Identify the reason. Find your way to influence it. Create the steps, then track your efforts. So some of the things that get in the way are often mindsets as well. We expect ourselves to be perfect. You gotta let go of that shit. You're not perfect. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. No one we've ever met in our entire lives has ever been perfect. Just because you make a mistake doesn't mean that you're devalued, that you're broken. If that was true, every single person on the planet is broken. And if that's true, it means you're no different. There's nothing wrong with you if you make mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. You are at fault if you don't take the time and the opportunity to learn from them. Sure, yes. But the fact you make the mistakes, that's nothing wrong with you. That's just life. You're human. Okay? So if your definition of success is to never make mistakes, you have to redefine what success is. You have to track markers of performance today and try to just progress in them tomorrow. Don't worry about being perfect. Just try to make progress. So setting ourselves with the right mindset that when a mistake happens, we already know it was going to happen. Now we're going to learn from it. So that is, in a sense, the steps we want to take. When you make a mistake, say, why did I make it? Identify the reasons that could contribute to it. Then you want to say, what can I do to influence it? If you don't know, find out. Learn. Buy a book. Talk to an expert. Educate yourself in the subject matter. Strengthen yourself, armor yourself with increased knowledge of habit forming, habit creation, habit tracking. So we have an ebook, for example, that I'm finishing up and almost done with about flexible habits, how to create flexible habits for variable speeds of moving forward. We're never always going to have our best day, but how can we ensure that every day still moves us forward? That's flexible habits. So I'm writing an ebook for that. So that's something that I've listened to dozens and dozens and dozens of habit forming books, whatever you want to categorize that as. So what I did in the ebook was I summed up the 6 steps I think it takes to create flexible habits, how you can monitor them, how you can create them, change them over time as needed. But a great way for you to basically sum up all the books that I read into 6 steps and make that happen. So I want to learn about the content of what I'm making mistakes around. If it's nutrition, if it's training, if it's finances, if it's relationships. I want to learn about content. But I also want to learn how to just be better at implementing any knowledge that I have. Any actions that I want to take. Armor yourself. Educate yourself. Knowledge is power. Gather power. Okay? Then you want to create daily tasks, daily steps. Create things that you can do every single day to fight against that mistake. Maybe it's identifying what your triggers are and trying to avoid them, trying to correct them. Maybe it's actions you can actually take, things you can physically do. You write them down. And then you track yourself and say, am I doing the things that are making me prepared ahead of time so I can lessen the chance of making that same mistake? Yes, you might make that mistake again, but it doesn't mean you're a failure. If you're making that mistake less and less and less often, you're actually successful. So please stop beating yourself up. There's nothing wrong with you. Everyone makes mistakes. Take your mistake and learn from it. Why did I make it? And what can I do to influence it? Learn as much as you possibly can about the content of your mistake. If it's relationships, read the 5 love languages. Read the book Love and Respect. Those are 2 great books. If it's finances, pick up a how-to for dummies on Finance 101. Just educate yourself. If it's nutrition, we have a bajillion podcasts on nutrition. So listen to any of our nutrition podcasts and that'll help. If it's training, we have a billion training podcasts. You can listen to those and that'll help. But learn more about the content. And then learn more about how to implement good behaviors, positive behaviors. Learn about habit tracking. Educate yourself. Gain power. And then put that to work every day. Okay? You cannot be perfect, but you can be better. Accept that mistakes happen, but just because they do happen doesn't mean anything's wrong with you. If you're working to correct them, then you can be proud of yourself. You can be positive of knowing that a better you is coming in the future. Okay? So please, 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 don't be sad. Be active. Go out there and do something with this moment. Make this a strengthening moment in your story. Okay. If there's anything you need help specifically, if you want to know any specific nutrition information, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you want to know specific training information, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you want help with that Flexible Habits ebook, email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. We will help you. If you want help with content, but you're not sure who to ask, ask us. Tell us what it is. I'll tell you if there's a good book or a resource that I know of. You're not alone. I'm right here, and I'm happy to help. Stop beating yourself up. Get active. Get moving. Get doing something, okay? Turn your pain into power. You can do this. If there's anything you need, our email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like today's podcast, please click like. If you find it helpful in general, please share the podcast with other people. The more people that know about the podcast, the more people we can help. And then if you like the information that we present in our podcast, you can find more on our social media channels on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter under the name Brutal Iron Gym. Okay. Well, as always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.